been a year of lists. Like, you've even pulled out a list this morning. I don't think you even knew you were pulling out a list.
No, they just come to you, don't they?
They just flow in.
It's the season of lists.
It is the season of lists. Hazy's list this morning was the toughest sports. This is on the back of an NHL player in America playing with a punctured lung and all sorts of things. My list this morning is trades that AFL clubs would like back.
Oh, so we're talking
recent
big-time players.
Yeah, well, we know some horrific trades in the past. Like, the Crows got Andrew McLeod for nothing, for Chris Groome, basically. It's a shocker. There's been some others over the course of the competition, which we know about. Trent Crowe been involved in one of those. They gave up the number one pick. Fremantle, that pick was Luke Hodge. But I'm just focusing in recent years, the last 3 years, to be fair. Number five, 2017. Adelaide trade pick 10, 16, and 73 for Carlton's Bryce Gibbs and a future third-round pick. Gibbs is going to be 31 by round one this year. We know he was dropped four times last year, Hazy. He's got 2 years left on a deal that's worth about 600 grand a year, and he's 31. They'd like to have that one back.
Yep.
Number four, Collingwood trade pick 18 and 56 and a future third-round pick for Brisbane's Dane Beams, pick 41 and 44. First-round pick for Beams. He's only played 9 games last year, and who knows what the future holds for Dane Beams as he continues to struggle with mental health and all sorts of issues. We wish him well, but Collingwood would certainly like to have that trade back. 2017, Gold Coast trade pick two for Fremantle's Lachie Weller. Weller is a handy citizen. He's a soldier. He's a foot soldier. And he's got a good work ethic. He's got good character. He's played some footy. But pick two goes to show how desperate the situation is on the Gold Coast. Number two trade that the club would like to have back. Melbourne trade pick six for Stephen May and Cade Kolodziejczyk as the steak knives from the Gold Coast. We know what a disaster Stephen May was for Melbourne from the minute he basically walked into the place. And to rub salt into that wound, Gold Coast used that pick six to select one of the most exciting young key forwards in the game, Ben King. May's 28. He's still got 4 years left on that contract, which is believed to be worth about $800,000 per season.
Big old deal.
Ouch. Trade number one that the club would like to have back, Fremantle trade pick six, which they received from Brisbane for Lachie Neale, and pick 23 to Melbourne for Jesse Hogan.
Oh, it's a three-way.
Hogan Brisbane played 12 games in his first year, and now we're hearing he may never, ever play football for that club again, whilst Lachie Neale went on to make All-Australian in his first year at Brisbane.
Okay. It's a very good list.
Happy with that list?
Can I add to it?
Yeah.
And can I just broaden it?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Of course you can.
Let's just jump onto the world of basketball. Jackie Moon of the Flint Tropics trades the team's washing machine to the Kentucky Colonels for backup point guard Ed Monix.
I haven't seen this movie.
Who saw that coming?
I haven't seen this movie.
Unbelievable.
Do I need to see this movie?
Have you not seen Semi-Pro?
Semi-Pro. No,
yes,
I haven't.
You need to see that.
All right. It is 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. On the other side of the 8 o'clock news, we're going to speak to cult hero in the world of cricket. His name's Lloyd Pope from the Sydney Sixers, having a very fine season in the BBL. Then Chris Adamson as the Adelaide Giants try and chase down a historic ABL title. They are in the hunt, so we'll check in with the Giants just before 8:30 this morning.
Very good point as well. Sammy Fantasia, our producer, just jumped in and said Kyle Korver was once traded for a copy machine. That is actually genuine. Kyle Korver, who was a superstar, there was a copy machine involved in the trade, wasn't there, Sammy?